Okay. Yeah, so we're back to the Rabbeinu Yonah. What's going on? Good? Yeah. You know, one thing we never did the tape for Rabbi. We never put down Rabbi Meir's sheet. I'm going to just put down quickly. We said that what? That Rabbi Meir holds that he doesn't consider the being Meshiv. He considers that to be a tchila too. That's what we were trying to say. Right? Because in terms of your involvement, it's a tchila. In terms of the inyan, there's something to be mashed. But in terms of the gavra, he's a maskil. Okay, fine. All right, so now let's take the... So we're working hard on this. Rabbeinu Yonah. By Hallel. There are different shitas over here. He learns, the Rush learns the sugya differently, but the question is like this. What does it mean that by Hallel you should be mafsik? You can be mafsik. Right? What does it mean by Hallel you can be mafsik? So Rabbeinu Yonah learns that it means, what does Rava say? Rava says, what? Right, so Bemtza Perakin Aposik. So what does that mean? Bemtza Perakin Aposik. So the Rabbeinu Yonah learns like this, that Bein Perak, Leperak is like Kriya Shema. Right? Posik Bnei Kavod. Right? And you're Meshav L'chol Adam. Correct? So it's really like Kriya Shema. We don't hold Pirsumi Nisa as Adif. We don't say Pirsumi Nisa as Adif. But the Emtza is different. The Emtza you can't stop. So why? He says because you can't be posek b'shvachol shel makom. But the yomim sheini yachad gomer mas halel, then it's completely like Kriyat Shema. You can even be posek b'emtza b'nei yira, b'nei kavod. The only thing is, he has a question of why if it's yomim sheini yachad gomer mas halel, why can't you just stop? So he says it's mashma, there must be a bracha there. Because if there's no bracha, why can't you just stop? Then he comes out in the end, no, even though there's no bracha, you're still doing shevach. Kevin shishcha b'shmocha shemokom, ein lo lafsik b'sicha b'teila. So, I mean, this idea of shevach just seems very pliable. Seems very pliable. I mean... like Jonah mentioned also earlier, in the question of whether you could be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha, he also says it's Shevach. Or Yosik and Shevach and Kriyat Shema too. So it's hard to pin down what he means by Shevach. I mean, sometimes he's referring to just Kriyat Shema as Shevach. Then he's saying, no, Hallel is Shevach, Kriyat Shema is not really Shevach. And then he says, even Bein Perak Leperak is an Inyan of Shevach. Right? Yeah. So that's the difficulty over here. But what's the difference? Let's just focus in on one question though for a moment. When you're saying Hallel, Bechova, he makes a point out of the fact that it's a Chov. Right? That somehow makes it more of a problem to be mafsik be'emtza. That's really a problem. Because if it's a chova, then you really can't be mafsik be'emtza. But why not? Well, I mean, what's the difference if you're doing it, and if it's not a chova, aren't you still, isn't each parak a inyan of shevach? Isn't it an inyan of shevach? Right? Yeah, so what do you say here? That's what we were struggling with yesterday. What does the chov have to do with? What does the chova, how does the chova change the equation? Since the chovas is a chova, I'll call yochid ligmor's halel, that makes it more of a Maisa Shevach that you cannot break. It makes it more of a Maisa Shevach. I mean, isn't it a Maisa Shevach because that's the content of the parak? Right? Yeah. And here's a question. Let's say somebody would decide to hold a Seder today. Right. They decide to hold a Seder. So, would it have the same qualities as the Seder on the night of Pesach? In terms of Shevach? In terms of Shevach of Sikris Yisrael? I mean, you know, you've got to think about it. You got to think about it radically. We're just so accustomed to saying Halal and Rosh Chodesh, we just think it's like a chov, but it's not. It's not a chov. It's a minhag that was done. They decided. As a matter of fact, that's the Maisa with Rava, right? He said if they were saying the whole Halal, he would have stopped them. Right? If they were saying the whole thing, he would have stopped them. So we see that what? That's only because it's incomplete that that he would allow them to say. And you can't really just institute the full Shevach at any time you want. And the Gemara says, say Halal every day, you're right, Mechayev and Megadev. Not so simple over here. Not so simple. But still, the bottom line is he is doing it voluntarily. Why isn't it the Maisa Shevach? We have to see if we can understand this. Aren't all the brachos of Kriyat Shema Shvachos Shel Makom? Yotze Or, Marav, aren't they all Shvachos Shel Makom? Right? What's this Shvachos Shel Makom business? I mean, that's yeah. Well, and bein parak leparak, you still have a chiyuv to continue in shevach. So why when it's a halal as a chova, do you say bein parak leparak? You don't have a problem being posik b'shvachos shel makom. So let's say as a group we decide that it's roy to be mishabeach, right? Like when Rav, it was Rav. So he came down to the town and he saw them saying Hallel. Correct. Now it's interesting. I mean, it's only if they were saying the whole Hallel, he would have stopped them. Right. But why? Why would he have stopped them? Because he would have thought. Because then that would have been like a chova. Then that would mean they'd be making a mistake. Right. But since he saw they would be medaleg, he said, oh, it's just minog. Right, but minhag apparently wouldn't be a whole halal, could not be minhag. Right, then apparently they would have thought yichayev, and he would have assumed they must think yichayev and halal for some reason. So that's a mistake. Or making a yom tov, right? Can't be minhag would be the whole thing, right? That's another question. You saw that Tosis? That's another question. But let's see if we can understand this. I mean, this is an important question of you. So what's the difference between... So why is it the whole halal couldn't be a minhag? Only chatzi halal could be a minhag? And what, I mean, what is the difference between saying whole halal and chatzi halal? What's the difference? I mean, I'd ask kasha on you even more. I mean, how do you change the tzura of something to make up your own tzura? Right, so what's the difference? Why are you allowed to do a chatzi halal, not a whole halal? So you have to say that the full halal, when you gomer and blemish a halal, right, that is the complete shevach. It's a complete shevach. And you don't have a right on your own accord to say that I'm roy for the complete shevach, right? You don't have a right. Yeah, that's presumptuous to say that we now can be mishabeach fully. We can be fully mishabeach. You have to be on a certain madrega. You have to be on a certain madrega for that. So, but when it's a chatzi halal, you're saying that it's roy. It's something that is, we're in a position where we recognize this certain need, and we also recognize that we can't fully do it. Right? You have to have the recognition that we can't complete halal. Medafka medalgan. We're not on the level. We're not on the level to be mishabeach. It's not genuine. We don't have the ability to really fully appreciate and be mishabeach when we want. Takes a certain level. Takes a certain type of person. Certainly, a tzibur can't say they're on the level. So there are times that we do. But when do we do it? When it's a chova. There are times that it's a chova. Okay? There are times that it's a chova. Yeah?
Could you say that the full halal is a chetza of halal and the other one isn't? Or would you say it's a chova?
Well, let's see. Let's think this through. So he's saying that when the yochid, when there's a chovas, now, is the full Hallel correct? I mean, the full Hallel is an entity of is an entity of a full expression of Shevach. But we can't decide where and when we're going to do that. That's not up to us. That's only within the structure of mitzvah. Only within the structure of chova can we do that. Okay, to give the person free rein in that area would be to denigrate the true activity of Mishabeach. It's not something that can just be decided upon by the people. Has to be within the structure of halacha. Okay? And it's only through the structure of halacha that it can have the full tzura, the tzura of a full shevach. In other words, if the mitzvah tells you this is an appropriate time for a full shevach, okay, that is what is koveya it as a complete ma'aseh shevach. I'm taking a little bit of a different approach from yesterday. It's the chova that is koveya it as a different kind of a chefza. Knows what's the difference if a guy would just get up and say a tefillah, or if a guy would say the tefillah that he's chayavin? If he would get up and say the tefillah is chayavin, we would say he's doing the highest level of he's doing a form of avoda, right? If he's doing it on his own, we'd say he's just a bal gaiva who's doing his own thing. You understand? Correct. Correct. What makes it what gives it the status of a true ma'aseh shevach? It's that it is. It's the fact that it's the fact that what that it's defined that way by the halacha itself. In other words, the problem of doing it on your own is that it has the quality of your own. It's only going to if you're doing it on your own, it's only defined from your initiative. And if you're not if you're not totally pure in your thoughts and in your motives, it will not have that quality of perfect shevach. But if there's a chov, so in other words, the tzura of the parshios really is shevach. The parshios really are entities of shevach. Okay, but the question is, if you would voluntarily do it, if there is an element in your motivation that is not complete, then in terms of what you're doing, it wouldn't have the full definition of being. You could take something that's shevach and use it for different purposes, like we were doing last night in the Rambam, right? In the Mor, he says that you can't just use tefillah. You can't just take psukim from Torah and make tefillahs out of them, because even though it's a proper expression, because that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Chanina says if the Torah hadn't written it and if Anshei Knesset Gedola hadn't instituted it, you wouldn't be able to say it. So you're saying there's two things. First of all, it has to be a proper kind of an expression. Right? And the Torah didn't write these expressions. Gadol, Gibor, Noraf didn't write these expressions. You wouldn't be able to make these expressions about God. But even so, once these expressions exist, they're not like an a la carte menu that you can come to and pull and draw from to compose your own tefillos. Because the composition is going to have the character of the composer in it. It's going to be now that I'm coming to the psukim with a motivation and I'm looking for things that fit into my context. You needed two things to allow tefillah. You needed the expressions to be worthy, the expressions to be permissible, and then they have to be organized through the purest themes, right? With they have to be organized by the one, by Nevi'im. I mean, Anshei Knesset Gedola had Nevi'im among them. Okay, but a person can take the expressions and then try to fit them into his context, right? A clever person, he could write. Ram says they wrote terrible poems based on psukim, and they took things, but basically saying they're using them like in their own context. They're using them in their own context. So it's true. So he's saying like this. With Hallel is, if the mitzvah is telling you here is an appropriate place to be mishabeach, that's what the chova is telling you. Now you must engage in that's what the mitzvah is telling you. Now you must engage in shevach. The mitzvah and the chov is koveya, this chefza, as the proper maisa of shevach. Okay? But we would never be able to, on our own, do that. Never. You'd never be able to say, we want to say a whole hallel today. Because we think it's nice. Right? That would be our own. We're not on that kind of a. That would be a disregard for the idea that a mishabeach, that shevach Hashem is only when it's coming from a genuine recognition of the emes, and it's almost you're moved to it, like Ram says. When you perceive certain ideas, automatically you're moved into a certain framework. But you couldn't institute that on every Rosh Chodesh, say, yeah, now we're moved. That's not genuine. The only way they can do that is to recognize that it's a statement, like it's an aspirational statement. We want to recognize every Rosh Chodesh that we aspire to a certain level. So we have to be, we're medaleg. You understand? Yeah.
And how is it different from your
school? Let's not to compare.
Okay.
But Dilug is like a hacker. Dilug is like a hacker. So one second. So now he's saying like this. Saying Once you have the chova, and the chova is koveya, this as a maisa shevach, that type of an activity, similar to what we're saying, that type of an activity is not subject to any hefsek. Okay? But bein perek leperek, you don't have the problem, because it just has, it's an obligation to engage in something, it's not the maisa itself. But when it's a Rosh Chodesh, it's totally different. I don't think anyone's knocking. When it's Rosh Chodesh, it's a completely different phenomenon. What is it now? So now you have a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Right? Now you have a big machlokas in the Rishonim. What is the character? This is what you were asking for. What's the character of the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh? Okay? What's the character of the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh? So you have a very wide, I mean, you have a lot of positions over here. What's the Rabbeinu Yonah's position himself? His own position is what? His own position is what? Well, what is the, what do you do? I mean, what is it considered that you're doing? No, he holds, he doesn't say bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah himself holds no bracha for the yachid or for the tzibur Rosh Chodesh, right? Everybody holds a minute. But when you're voluntarily doing it, what character does it have? So he holds it does have an inyan of shevach. You're osek in maisei shevach. See, that's the question of you. He still holds your osek in maisei shevach. Okay, and each parsha retains a certain character of a maisa of shevach. Okay, now is your osek in parshios of shevach. Your osek in kriyas parshios of shevach. But the overall activity does have, even if you're not making a bracha, the overall activity still has a quality of shevach. Therefore, he says it's not proper to just be mafsik b'sicha b'teila. Okay? But you can't say that the parsha itself has the character of an actual full maisa shevach. Because then you would have to be mashlim the whole parsha. You have to be mashlim the whole halal. We're not mashlim the whole halal. We recognize that we're not truly engaged in that kind of an activity. Right? So in terms of hefsik, he holds it still has, it's interesting, a shame of parsha. Still has a shame of parsha. Right? It has two levels still. It has the general activity of the Gavra, is he's osek in an inyan of Shevach that has a tchil of a sof, right? And there's an inyan of the parshios themselves, correct? Therefore, he holds it's just like Kriya Shema. The inyan is voluntary, but the inyan is Shevach. We voluntarily were osek in the union of shevach via parshios of shevach, correct? But you can't really say that the maisa itself has the maisa of shevach per se. It's just going to have a maisa of parsha. But even that he holds, you maschil, you shouldn't be maschil, except for urine covered. Yeah. What? Yeah. See that answers also with Kriya Shema, I think. Why is not a problem with Kriya Shema and the other things? Because it's true they're all Shevach. They're all Shevach. They all have an element of Shevach. I mean, Ava Rabba is an element of Shevach. Yotze Or is an element of Shevach. But there is something, and this is something, I mean, we have to look into more deeply, but there is an assumption here, there's a premise here, that Hallel is a complete Shevach. Hallel is not, Yotze Or is a Shevach on one phenomenon. Ava Rabba is a Shevach on another thing. Okay, but there is an idea that the Hallel itself is an all-encompassing, complete Shevach. and the high to the highest degree. It's not on particulars. It's not on particulars. It surpasses particulars. It's above any particular. It's a complete shevach. Like, for instance, you can't say Hallel l'mafreya, but you can say the parashas of Kriyat Shema l'mafreya, right? But Hallel, you can't say l'mafreya. There's a certain idea of a completion, of a completeness of the. So when he says you can't be mafsik, that's when you're engaged in a shevach that is supreme, because that type of a maisa is not something that you can ever stop in the midst of. It's not a particular versus a particular. It's like the ultimate versus a particular. That did not matter. That there's no heter for. But it only has that character because when it has two things. When it has the tzura, meaning all the parshios, and the proper kvias. Only the mitzvah can be koveya, the entity completely. Once we are involved in being koveya, then we don't have a right anymore to do it. We don't have a right anymore to do it, because then it's our own. We're not on the level to say that now we can come with a pure, complete understanding and a need for a spontaneous shevach. We would have our own, like David says, it would be our, it'd still be from our framework. We're not able to say that we're capable of something like that.
So the chova acts like a matir?
Yeah, correct. Without the chova, you wouldn't be able to do it.
From the way Rabbeinu Yonah was saying, make a deal.
Right. I mean, that's what the chova is saying. The chova is saying, now is the time where you must give shevach, and this is the thing. So in terms of a halachic reality, it's a maisa of chol shevach, because that's what the halacha is demanding here, shevach. And from the point of view of halacha, it's telling you, here is the proper place. Here is the place where a person should be a full mishabeach. Whether you are or not is another question. But in terms of the tzura of the mitzvah, the matir has to recognize the statement of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, this is a place where full shevach is proper. When there was a tzara and you were a nitzal, or in recognition of something that occurred. But other than that, doesn't have that quality. But you see, there's a machlokas in Rambam. Do you see the Rambam at all? I know I didn't tell you to look at the Rambam, but you see the Rambam. The Rambam seems to hold that on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh you could be mafsik for anything. You have the Rambam. You know, this is still a question. You have to recognize this is still a question of the halachic system. Does the halachic system recognize a matir to stop in this halachic performance? Okay. So, in terms of halacha, bein perek leperek is a mitzvah to be maskil something. Okay. But the perek itself, because of the halacha, is going to have the character of complete shevach. It's not a reality. It's not that this guy who's saying it is really a complete mishabeach. He's not. But in the halachic system, it can't recognize any matir in a maisa that it is defining as proper to be the fullest expression of shevach. It can't allow for a matir in that situation. That would undermine the very nature of what it's saying you should be doing right now. Or you are doing, right? That you're involved in right now. But halachically, bein perek leperek is just a mitzvah. You have an obligation to start something. Yeah. Right. I'm not saying chovas shevach is greater. I'm saying the state is greater.
You are a gavra who's a mishabeach on the frame of the halacha.
Right. Now bein perek leperek, I have an obligation to start again another element that will ultimately will cover will merge into a greater whole. But at that moment, he's saying you're still just a person who has an obligation to do. You're not in the problem of existing in the state that cannot be broken, that cannot be stopped. Yeah, the Rambam is a little difficult. In Gimel Tess says Yomim Shegom B'Mezhal Yeshul Hafsik Bein Perak L'Perak. Ovo b'emtza perak lo yafsik. So for what? For what? And then he says, Ovo b'emtza, Ovo v'yomim shekorim b'em b'dilug afilu b'emtza perak posik. So Yechorim wants to say he means for anything. So in terms of yomim shekorim, so he's learning, let's take the second half. Yomim shekorim b'em b'dilug, he really seems to hold it just as a din of prius healed, you don't make a bracha on yomim shekorim b'em b'dilug at all. So the minig is just kriyas psukim. He doesn't even hold from parshios. In other words, he holds you can't really say the guy is even. That's the other sheet in the Rabbeinu Yonah. That if it's not mandated by halacha, it won't even have the character halachically. It won't even have a character of osek b'sheva. It's just purely aspirational. We read these psukim to inform us of things. But the minig is just to be mavir a certain psukim to remind us of something. But in terms of the character, it just is the character of kriyas psukim. So the Rambam holds, there's no reason you can talk in the middle, even sicha b'tela. Be'emtza, he says, be'emtza yomim shegom b'em b'dilug afilu be'emtza perak posik. The difficult one is, though, the first one, which says, well, you're gom the halal, why does he say you can be posek, bein perak leperak? Right? Bein perak leperak, you also can be posek. Huh? He doesn't say what. I mean, that's the problem. He doesn't say what. So you're going to learn he means for anything in the end. It seems you should say that in the beginning, but that's difficult. Why would you? And then b'emtza for nothing, b'emtza you can't do anything. He says, you can't be posek at all, b'emtza. I mean, what does he mean? When he says "Ovo be'emtza haperek lo yafsik," that's mashma for anything, right? So when he says you can be posek bein perek leperek, what does he mean by that?
Does he specify by shema?
Yeah, shema specifies. They can be posek, can be show, you can be meshiv shalom, you can meshiv for covered. This is going back a little bit to what we were saying yesterday, but the mitzvah has to the way that you do the mitzvah is part of the definition, is part of the very idea of in other words, for the mitzvah to say you must be a full mishabech and there's a matzah to be mafsik would be defining would be a poor definition of a ma'aseh shevach. That would be an incomplete definition of ma'aseh shevach. That'd be a contradictory thing. You'd be saying here is where you must do a full ma'aseh shevach, and in the middle you're allowed to talk to somebody. Okay, but that's not what a full ma'aseh shevach is. Okay. But it's the mitzvah is telling you and defining the ma'aseh. As we have to recognize, this mitzvah is telling you, here is where a full ma'aseh shevach is appropriate. So it can't allow for any, it can't have any matir in that ma'aseh. That ma'aseh can't allow for a matir. But when we're medaleg, we're not saying that this is a ma'isa full sheva. We're saying we do something that on our level to demonstrate that we wish we could be. But there's no reality over here of we can't define the ma'isa. We can't. Our aspirations can't define this as a ma'isa sheva. Yeah. That's the question. I mean, that's what comes out to be the machlokas in the Rishonim. Do you say that when you're medaleg, that by being medaleg, it still has the character of a general lower form of being osik b'shevach, like a kriyashma shevach, like elements of shevach. points of shevach, but not shalem, right? Or do you say no? It's just purely as a din of kriyas psukim. That's a separate question. But that's a question of Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's going to be whether there's a raya that there's a bracha or not. Right? According to the first shita in the Rabbeinu Yonah, he's saying if it was just a din of kriyas psukim, there'd be no reason. If you're medalik, it just has a din of kriyas psukim. And therefore, there's no reason to have any problem of being mafsik. There's no general activity that would demand a continuity, right? But if you hold, unless you say there's bracha before and after, and then there's like then that really is a different activity. Of the bracha at the end has to have a tzirf to the bracha at the beginning, and that's why you can't be mafsik. Like Baruch Shomer Yishtavach. But if you're going to say the other way, the way he concludes is that you can say even by being medaleg, you still are osik in Maisei Shevach, and that itself requires a matir to be masik in. I'll give you an example. Torah says you should sit in a sukkah in order that you remember the midbar, right? And one of the ways that comes about is through, let's say, diros harai, right? Or the schach, right? You have to see the schach very much. So if a person is in the sukkah, okay, so we'll say halachically, he has a kiyum of doing a maisa that reminds you of the midbar. Why? Because it's kavua that way. It's kavua that way. Okay. But if a person would build a during the week, another time of the day or whenever, he would make a sukkah, or he would build a little hut that has sand on the floor and whatever, clouds on the top. You wouldn't say that now we'd have to say, well, what is he? That would be a whole different question. If he's doing his own thing, right? He's doing his own thing. You'd have to analyze it differently than if halacha says this is the definition of the ma'aser. Do it. You can't just make up your own. In other words, you can't make up your own ways of doing things. Let me put it this way. In terms of the mitzvah is koveya what this maisa is. Okay? But if you're doing something voluntarily, then everything that you're coming to that you're bringing with it is going to be part of what it is. Right, that's what David was saying before. In other words, the definition of the thing is dependent on its source, on what it's a product of. The Torah is telling you, here is the formula for a perfect shevach. Say this. Right? Then that itself is koveyet as a maisa of shevach. Okay, so what is he doing? He's engaged in what the Torah is defining as perfect action of shevach. He's engaged in the maisa that would be that represents a perfect maisa shevach. Okay. Why? Because it has the right formula and it's on the right occasion. Right. But if he would do it on his own, So if he would say the whole shevach, he would be instituting his own mitzvah. Right? Because he'd be saying, there's another time that's appropriate for the shevach. And if he's doing it, so he can't do that. Right? That was what Rav was upset about. So then, But it, unless he really is completely like a lishma on his own doing the Maisa Shevach, it's not going to have that same character. What's koveyit? What's koveyit? What defines it as the perfect Shevach? What defines it as the perfect Shevach? What's giving it that definition? The fact that he decided to do it? Oh, is he in a position to define what is the perfect Shevach? He's that type of a person, he can define what's the perfect Shevach? Oh, and it's something that the Torah didn't tell you to do? I mean, he can come along and say now that there's a... you get stuck, you're going to get stuck. But if it's the mitzvah, then it has that. If it's a chova, then it has that character from the chov. The mitzvah is telling you what? The mitzvah is telling you, be a mishabeach now. That's what the mitzvah is telling you. So at least from the, I don't understand why. This is the point we're trying to make yesterday. From the context of the parameters of mitzvah must recognize this maisa as a maisa of. There can't be another element of mitzvah that's going to undermine the chov's definition of this maisa as a maisa shevach. To say do this now as a maisa shevach, but you can stop in the middle for coveting yira, is saying that we don't really recognize it as a full maisa shevach. Assuming you hold from the theory that if you're osik in a maisa of shvach shemakom, you can't be posik. That's what the halacha is telling you that it is. Telling you here's an appropriate time for a full maisa shevach. So it has to treat it as a full maisa shevach in the realm of halacha. Can't allow a matir in the middle of that. Can't be matir some hefsek in the middle of that. Because full Maisa Shevach does not admit to a stopping in the middle of the Maisa. So if the Halacha is koveya this, as the Zman for Maisa Shevach, and it says read this parsha, it can't say, oh, and you can stop in the middle. By far, I'm supposed to be doing a Maisa Shevach. The Mitzvah is telling me to do a Maisa Shevach. But if I, on my own, want to involve myself in a certain limud of what I want to involve myself voluntarily in trying to elevate myself, that doesn't make my maisa a real maisa shevach. It still is kriyas psukim in the context, kriyas parshos in the context of an overall involvement in an idea of shevach. But it's not going to give it the full character of an inviolable maisa shevach. That's like just imitating. It's just imitating. So, in other words, we on our own, the Torah can say, here is the kviyas of shevach. But we can't, on our own, say, this maisa is going to have the character of a full maisa shevach. If it could, then we could institute the full halal. But for the same reason we can't institute the full halal, we can't say that the kriya of this parsha has the character of a full maisa shevach. So then, it's just like a kriya. It's a kriya of a parsha. Why are we carrying the parsha? Because we want to be osek in some form of shevach. We want to be osek in general in an activity of recognizing shvach v'shemakom. But it's not through. But you can't say that the maisa has a kviyas as a definition of reality of a real involvement in shevach. It's more an involvement in shevach by way of recognizing that we should be mishabeach, but not like a shevach atzma. If it was shevach atzma, then we could read the whole parsha, then we could read the whole halal. But it's not. It's just a that is a shevach. Part of shevach is to recognize you should be mishabeach. And at the same time recognize that you can't. But he's saying it does not have the quality, because we can't give it that quality. We can't define it. We can't say here is appropriate for this to be kavua as a real shevach. The mitzvah can do that. Because once we try to start doing that, we're already disregarding fundamentals of Sheva. We can't do that. Certain character. In terms of Chova, it's the same. The Chova's Hallel is no different than the Chova of anything else. But since Hallel is a Maisa Shevach, Rava holds when you're doing it, it'll have the character of Shevach itself. Ruchias apparently holds it still always has only the character of a Maisa Mitzvah. And it's admissible of any type of a Hefzik. But Rava holds, since the Mitzvah is Shevach, halachically it has to treat the Kriya, it has to treat the Maisa like the fullest Maisa Sheva, like the ultimate Maisa Sheva, not like just a vehicle, but like the thing itself. But the Chova is different. The Chova is always prior to that state. In terms of Chova, you can treat it like any other mitzvah.
It feels like a natural thing that Chova is going to recognize, like the natural breaks.
Right.
That like the Chova can view these partials with this communication to Maisa partials.
Right.
Because it's built in with a natural break, the Chova doesn't like specifically because it's built that way. The Chova can't give it any type of character. Like even more so, you would say because it's a break, then the Chova just tells you, okay.
Right.
Stop.
I mean, the way we were setting it up originally is that when that each Maisa, there's a general Chov to have a kiyum of Kriyas Hallel, and it's done through specific Maisa Kriya. Right, so after I finish the first parsha, now I have to finish because of my general chov of Kriyas Hallel. But when I'm in the middle of a parsha, now I have an incomplete maisa. Now I'm actually active in a maisa. Bein parsha le parsha is just like before I started saying Hallel. Before I started saying Hallel, I had a chov of a mitzvah Hallel that has a kiyum through Kriyas Parshios. When I'm doing the Maisa, I'm already halachically considered to be in a state of a Mishabeach. But Bein Parsha LeParsha, I just have the Chov I still have no Patur from my original Chov in Kriyas Hallel. But halachically, it's just a state of Chov. It's not a state of a Maisa Sheva. I mean, the only story I can think of to say why Bein Perek LeParek in Hallel is different than Bein Perek LeParek in Kriya Shema is if you're going to say that Bein Perek LeParek in Kriya, that Kriya Shema really is a series. Okay? I know it sounds it's the opposite of what we were saying before. Right? But, because you can't say, you can do it with Mafreya. But in other words, the Kriya Shema, each one is a different theme, right? Each parsha is a different theme. And together, they form a certain unity. Okay? Alright, they don't have to be, they can be the Mafreya, but they're different components. And together, they're mashlim certain things that you have to be Mishabeach about. Okay? So there's a unity. In terms of being the Mishabeach, you're not completed, you're not finished being the Mishabeach, you're not finished, like the Mishabeach until you have all of these themes, right? But you'd have to say Hallel is different. You have to say each parsha of Hallel is a complete theme. Each part of Hallel is a complete Shevach. But there's a, but Gomer and Bohemus Hallel means It's a certain repetition of Shevach. Now, you have to say that the Hallel, you have to look through it. You have to look through sources. But in other words, you say that the din of Hallel is to be chozer on Shevach many times. There's a certain kiyum of being machzir on the Shevach, going over Shevach. You understand? It's the same themes brought out different. It's the same things brought out different ways. You understand? That was the point. Like this, if it's a din of repetition, then you can say that there's no problem being machzik between them. The only time you have a problem being mafsik between them is when you have to create a chefza. You understand? Like, let's say, if you say there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to the story. So just lamashal. So you have to have them all together. And if you're mafsik in the middle, then in the middle of creating something, you're stopping. But if I say that halal is a kiyum of being mishabeach multiple times, right? Then each time I finish one parsha, I'm really completely starting over. You understand the chiluk? Just the logic of the chiluk. There's no reason why you can't be mafsik in the middle of each parsha. B-Mac, you hear the chiluk? If I say do something seven times, right? And there's no reason why I can't be mafsik in between each one. Mm-hmm. But if I say make this seven-part structure, then it's different. Then it's different because I'm in the middle. I have no completion.
It seems like just intuitively that they would be separated because you're saying different parts of the film. There's no continuity in terms of the theme.
We have to go over each one and see what the theme of each one is. I mean, the problem though is that there's the inyan of lemafreya by halal. That seems to imply there is some sort of a. Well, that's what the Gemara says. Halal. You can't say lemafreya. The chesed mi mizrach shemesh ad mavoro, or zeh yom asa Hashem, yi shemesh ad mavorach. So Rashi says zeh hayom. He says the other one. He says mi mizrach shemesh ad mavoro. Kishem shkias v'zricha sachama lo yahafchu kach mehulal shem Hashem v'lo lemafreya. You have to do it in a specific way. That's not so bad. That's not so bad. But the other one is bad. Ze hayom kiseder hayom sheina mishana b'sha'osav lo hefich kach l'mafreya lo. Just like the day doesn't. Still not so bad. Still not so bad. Hi shem Hashem mevorach ki hava yoso yehi hilul Hashem uberchaso kisidro. He's just saying it's an inyan of seder. Inyan of seder. See, the Megillah is not like that. The Megillah is a different reason. Because it has to be V'hayu Advarim. Kriya Shema L'mafreya. Yeah, that what? What's the reason for Megillah? Kichsavam V'chizmanam. That's a real story. Maz Manam L'mafreya Lo. Right? So you can't have the ksav l'mafreya. All right, I don't know. Ram is difficult.